USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to tornado-ravaged Kentucky on Wednesday. After a White House meeting with Homeland Security and FEMA officials, Biden calling the damage devastating and pretty rough stuff.
We've already approved an emergency declaration and a major disaster declaration for Kentucky. I've spoken with the governor several times thus far. And this gives me the tools to provide everything that we can.
Tornadoes also hit Arkansas, Tennessee, Illinois, and Missouri. The president expressing concerns for survivors and their peace of mind. USA Gymnastics is agreeing to a settlement with the victims of former national team doctor Larry Nassar. The settlement with the U.S. Olympics and Paralympic Committee equals $380 million and ends an almost five-year legal battle. USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is leading the Judiciary Committee field hearing to discuss gun trafficking and violence in Chicago. Kristen Del Tino is the agent in charge of the Chicago Field Division for the ATF. Testifying at the hearing, she describes how local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to fight this problem.
We are leveraging resources through the Firearms Trafficking Strike Force to ensure coordination across jurisdictions to disrupt entire trafficking networks, from the states where firearms are diverted to illegal commerce and ultimately to the places where they are used in violent crime.
The Chicago Police Department reporting that 27 people were shot and 4 died just this weekend. A lawyer for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a contempt of Congress charge would be manifestly unjust. Meadows was with the former president at the White House on January 6. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
D. James Kennedy Ministries, the namesake of the late pastor of Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is asking the Supreme Court to take up its four-year-old defamation lawsuit against the Southern Poverty Law Center, arguing the actual malice standard established in the court's landmark New York Times v. Sullivan case should be tossed. The ministry sued SPLC in 2017 after the Birmingham, Alabama-based organization designated the media ministry as a hate group. The ministry saying it is far from a hate group and preaches biblical messages, including the tenet that marriage was created to be between a man and a woman. A waitress is let go after receiving a large tip at her restaurant.
An Arkansas waitress, Ryan Brandt, is fired after a group of Good Samaritans left her a $4,400 tip. The restaurant manager ordered her to keep just 20% and split the rest with the entire staff, then fired her for not following through. The waitress at Oven and Tap in Bentonville, Arkansas, said the rule never existed before the generous tip. Grant Wise represents the people that gave the big tip.
The server that we worked with the closest was let go from her job at the restaurant. And I can't fully understand why, but I think it's incredibly unfortunate, and especially this close to the holidays.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.